Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A deadly date. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So it's been a long time since you've gone on a date that wasn't with your wife. How many years are done?
The last time I went on a date that was not with my wife has been a while. It's been almost a year.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting out there.
The popularity of the podcast
has taken over.
It's hard. You know what I mean? People are just like, we want to date you.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a podcast that's been on the decline for a very long time. there's already other podcasts doing it better.
I
really want to get my hands on you.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you're doing unsuccessfully a lot of stand-up comedy.
Mm.
So let me get my mitts on you.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of that.
Flooded with DMs. Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, there's dating terms that I think we've been familiarizing ourselves with. I'm going to give you a little dating quiz.
Okay.
Do you know what zombieing is?
Is it close to ghosting?
Yeah. It's when someone has ghosted you, but then they come back, as if nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that one a little too much.
Yeah, spooky.
In the age of desperation, zombieing is very popular, right? What about breadcrumbing?
Oh, I think I've heard that term before.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of self-explanatory. They give you little bits to
someone leads you on with kind of sporadic, low effort signals, keeping you just interested enough.
Would that be the opposite of love bombing, would you say? Well, not opposite, but
yeah. I mean, love bombing is kind of an inauthentic way to, but yeah, love bombing is when people
barrage of stuff.
It's like faux serious relationship kind of a thing. Yeah. Breadcrumbing, you get little enough to keep you interested without any commitment.
Yeah.
Maddening, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about alpine divorce?
Never
heard of that. Never heard of it. This term goes a little bit deeper, a little bit more sinister, and complete with a bit of a true crime note to it. Today on Ghost Town, we're going to talk about it. The alpine divorce. So what is it? What is the alpine divorce? The term is used as a euphemism for one partner, typically a man, of course, abandoning the other person during a climb or some kind of outdoor adventure. It could be like an argument and someone falls behind, or it could be, on a hike and purposely leading someone elsewhere or losing them. Pretty cool, right?
Well, I mean, you have to be a certain kind of person to be in the environment when you're do broke people do alpine divorces?
I mean, they could at a public park, you know, they could go to a rock formation in a free, whatever.
Like Yosemite or something.
Yeah,
like
they could hit Yosemite.
But still, you
it.
Can't be that poor. You can't, he's going to get there.
Yeah. It's really cruel. I mean, it's a very bad thing.
Yeah.
And I think it also speaks to the drama, this kind of drama worthy moment in a different way where it's like, and again, I was like, this can't be real. People can't actually do this. But I've done some research online. People say that it has happened to them. It's such a selfish, crazy thing to do. And it really does get the point across. It's effective, though. If you get lost in the woods with someone and they disappear, you're probably never going to see them again. So here's where the true crime part comes in. Some argue that alpine divorces refer not just to abandoning someone in the middle of nowhere, to punish them, break up with them, but that it also refers to people causing deliberate harm, like pushing someone off a cliff. In this sense, an alpine divorce suggests that it's not the end of a relationship, but the end of a life. And it does bring up some scenarios where people's taking a picture of another person, they fall, something like that. We see that a lot covered on the news, these kind of tragic deaths in these public natural settings. The phrase itself can be traced back to an 1893 short story by Robert Barr, which follows an unhappy married couple traveling through the Alps. During a hike, the husband plots to push his wife off a mountain. But in a final twist, she reveals she's already framed him for her murder before jumping to her death herself, leaving him to face the consequences. Fast forward to February 2026 on TikTok, where the phrase began being used in point of view videos. And point of view videos are a video, again, from someone's point of view, but it often says POV and then the experience that they're having. For example, Ever After Aya filmed herself alone and upset on a rocky mountain trail with a caption, quote, POV, you go on a hike with him in the mountains, but he leaves you alone and you realize he never liked you to begin with. This video went viral, with users leaving messages of solidarity, support, and even referencing these true crime cases where someone is out in the woods and dies. What cases, you might ask? Well, in 2025, an Australian mountaineer was convicted after leaving his exhausted girlfriend behind on a mountain while he went for help, resulting in her death. In another case from that same year, a doctor in Hawaii was accused of attempting to murder his wife on a steep hiking trail at Palipuka. So alpine divorces actually happen, just depending on the scope of them, which, again, that's a very large, wide scope kind of thing that makes me nervous to ever go on a date again, really.
Yeah.
Have you ever had something even close to this happen to you?
No, like I said, I don't really, I mean, and I've traveled a lot, but it's never been a, like, I don't know, it's just maybe the kind of things that I enjoy doing don't require that, like, you know, could I leave someone at like a museum at the wrong end of the museum? They're like, I'm stuck in this museum forever. Could I do that? Or, you know, what I mean, like that'd be the kind of
thing. But even still, very
yeah.
Even still, like, is that worth it for the backlash? You know, when you like block them eventually. Now, I have to say, I've always been alpine divorced, like urban alpine divorced. I was dating this guy and we were out together and there was a busy street and he crossed the street, didn't look back, didn't wait for me. I was busy navigating the street, almost getting hit by a car, and then eventually just went back to, you know, where I was before. And I was like, I guess this is, we're done. This is it, kind of a thing. We did eventually talk afterwards, but it was pretty hurtful, I would say.
So he kind of walked away.
He walked away
like,
and he's like,
in a way kind of that was like a bigger, the bigger picture was I'm walking away. Like,
I don't care. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You fend for yourself across Franklin Avenue, you know, like.
Oh, it was Franklin?
Yeah.